LLC incorporation in Tonga, step-by-step process and key insights. Tonga is a small Pacific island kingdom with a growing, modernized company registry and a business environment that is opening up to online filings and foreign investment. This long-form blog explains the practical steps to incorporate a limited liability company in Tonga, what business people should expect on taxes, governance, and licenses, practical tips for banking and compliance of choosing Tonga as a place to do business. Quick snapshot: Tonga now operates an online business registry system making company registration, business licenses, and foreign investor certification digital and faster. Every company with overseas shareholders must obtain a foreign investor certificate before trading. This is a mandatory compliance step for non-resident investors. Tonga's company rules are based on established Companies Act frameworks, private and public company types, and registration requirements remain straightforward, but local licenses, sectoral controls, and tax obligations must be observed. Introduction to Tonga and doing business there. Tonga is an archipelagic kingdom in the South Pacific, Polynesia, with a population under 200,000 and an economy dominated by agriculture, fishing, tourism, and remittances. It is a constitutional monarchy with recent efforts to modernize business administration, notably an upgraded online registry introduced in late 2024 that centralizes company registration, foreign investor certification, and business licenses. Tonga aims to attract investment in tourism, fisheries, agriculture value chains, renewable energy, and selective infrastructure projects while balancing sovereignty and local employment priorities. Practical business environment notes. Small domestic market, most ventures are export-oriented or service businesses aimed at regional trade. Infrastructure and connectivity can be uneven. Recent years have shown vulnerability to natural disasters and undersea cable outages that affect internet links. This is a planning factor for digital or tourism businesses. The government has made registration and foreign investor processes online to reduce friction and increase transparency. What entity to choose? Tonga's company registry and domestic law typically provide for private companies with limited liability, commonly described as private limited companies. These are the practical equivalent of what many jurisdictions call an LLC or private limited company, separate personality, limited liability for shareholders, and standard corporate governance, directors, registered office, share capital. Corporate forms include private companies, public companies, and registration of overseas companies. The Companies Act framework and associated regulations govern formation and ongoing compliance. Eligibility, foreign investors, and mandatory certificates. Foreign investor certification, FIC. If a company has any overseas shareholder, even a single share held abroad, the company must obtain a foreign investor certificate before it can transact business in Tonga. The FIC is applied for online through the business registry site. The registry includes guidance and a step-by-step workflow. This is a gatekeeper step and usually requires supporting documents about shareholders and proposed business activities. Who can be a director/shareholder? Natural persons and corporate bodies can be shareholders. The Companies Act requires at least the minimum number of shareholders for private companies. Directors may be resident or non-resident depending on the company's activities and license requirements. Some regulated sectors may impose local director/residency requirements. Step-by-step incorporation process. Below is a practical workflow to use on the Tonga Business Registries platform. 1. Decide company name and check availability. Check and reserve the company name via the online registry. Names must comply with the Companies Act rules. 2. Prepare incorporation documents. Standard documents include memorandum and articles, particulars of proposed directors, particulars of shareholders, registered office address, an address for service and principal place of business. The registry's How to Incorporate a Company guide lists required fields. 3. Apply for registration online. File the incorporation application through the business registry's online service. Upload verified ID for natural persons, corporate documents for corporate shareholders, and proof of address where required. 4. If any overseas shareholder, apply for foreign investor certificate. This is mandatory before trading. The FIC process is integrated with the online registry and requires disclosure of overseas shareholder details. Allow time for government review. 5. Business licenses and sector approvals. Depending on activity, tourism operator, fisheries, banking, telecoms, import, export, etc., apply for the relevant business license after registration. The registry links companies with required licenses to reduce duplicate data entry. 6. Pay registration fees and obtain certificate of incorporation. Once approved, the registry issues the certificate of incorporation and company registration number. 7. Post-incorporation formalities. Register for tax and PAYE where relevant, obtain tax file numbers. Open a corporate bank account, local or regional bank. Maintain statutory registers, file annual returns and accounts per Companies Act. Typical timeline and costs. The online service and FIC speed up the process. Simple incorporations may complete in days if documents are in order, but allow longer, weeks, if sector licenses or additional clearances are needed. Fees vary by service and license. Corporate governance, share capital, and statutory requirements. Shareholders. A private company typically needs a minimum number of shareholders, commonly 2, and a maximum number for private companies. Confirm the exact current statutory numbers in the Companies Act text on the registry site. Directors, appoint directors, number depends on company type. Directors owe duties under company law and must keep company records. Registered office and addresses, must supply a registered office, address for service, and principal place of business. These can be the same address but must be maintained. Accounting and filing, annual returns and accounts are required. The budget and tax documents show the government collects income tax and PAYE. Large and small business tax regimes are detailed in official budget papers. Taxation, duties, and reporting. Corporate income tax. Tonga levies income tax on companies. The budget statement sets out corporate tax revenue and policy signals. Specific rates, thresholds, and special small business provisions are set in tax legislation and annual budget notices. Check the Ministry of Finance notices for the current rates and any preferential regimes. Withholding taxes and non-resident tax, payments to non-residents, consultants, contractors, may attract withholding taxes. The budget papers and tax legislation will provide rates and reporting obligations. GST/customs duties. Imports attract customs duties. Some domestic supplies may be subject to GST. Confirm with Tonga Revenue Services and Customs Guidance. Substance and BEPS considerations. If using Tonga for cross-border holding or low tax planning, be aware of international tax standards, OECD BEPS. Tax advisors should ensure appropriate substance and transfer pricing compliance. Banking, payments, and practical operations. Opening a bank account, Tongan banks and regional banks offer corporate accounts. Banks will require verified identity documents, proof of incorporation and beneficial ownership information. Due to CDD/AML requirements, expect enhanced checks for foreign-owned companies. Payment infrastructure. Tonga's payment infrastructure and international settlement are workable, but businesses dependent on stable, high-bandwidth internet should factor in occasional connectivity risks. Benefits of incorporating in Tonga. 1. Straightforward modernized registration, online. The online business registry system reduces paperwork and allows integrated foreign investor certification and license applications. 2. Stable framework for private companies. Tonga's company law framework supports limited liability structures familiar to international investors. 3. Strategic for Pacific operations. For businesses targeting Pacific tourism, fisheries, or supply chains, on-the-ground presence in Tonga gives market access and local legitimacy. 4. Government interest in investment. Tonga has been actively pursuing investment and infrastructure projects. Recent diplomatic and investment pledges keep avenues for partnership open. Ongoing compliance checklist, post-incorporation. Maintain statutory registers, members, directors, charges. File annual returns and accounts on time. Renew business licenses and ensure continued compliance with sector rules. Keep PAYE and tax filings current, register for VAT/GST if applicable. Keep foreign investor certification status up to date if ownership changes. Practical tips and best practices. Prepare certified documents in advance, certified IDs, proof of address and corporate documents for overseas shareholders accelerate approval. Engage local counsel or registered agent for sector licenses. Some activities need local approvals and hands-on interaction with ministries. Plan for banking compliance, prepare beneficial ownership disclosures and economic substance evidence for banks. Contingency planning for connectivity, if the business is internet dependent, include offline/backups and communications redundancy plans. Conclusion. Tonga offers a clear, modernized business registration process and a framework that supports limited liability companies suitable for local trading or regionally focused ventures. It is especially attractive for businesses directly serving Pacific markets, tourism, fisheries, niche export agriculture, renewable energy projects. However, small market size, infrastructure constraints, and mandatory foreign investor certification mean Tonga is best suited to investors with a clear local strategy or regional aspirations rather than purely paper-based offshore holding structures. Always weigh operational realities, tax implications, and international compliance before deciding. How we may assist. We provide end-to-end assistance for LLC, private limited company, incorporation in Tonga, ensuring the business structure is compliant, efficiently registered, and fully prepared for operations. Our support includes 1. Pre-incorporation advisory. Assessing whether a Tongan LLC suits the commercial, tax, or regional expansion objectives. Advising on shareholding structures, governance, and local regulatory requirements. Confirming sector-specific licenses or restrictions, tourism, fisheries, import-export, financial services. 2. Name reservation and company formation. Conducting name searches and securing name reservation on the online Tonga Business Registry system. Preparing all required incorporation documents, constitution, director/shareholder particulars, registered office details. Filing the complete incorporation package and obtaining the certificate of incorporation. 3. Foreign investor certification, mandatory for overseas shareholders. Preparing and submitting the foreign investor certificate, FIC, application a mandatory step for all foreign-owned entities. Coordinating directly with Tongan authorities to secure approval and ensure compliance with investment regulations. 4. Licensing and post-registration compliance. Identifying required business licenses and facilitating applications through the integrated registry system. Assisting with tax registrations, PAYE setup, and corporate compliance filings. Drafting internal governance documents, first board resolutions, shareholder agreements, registers. 5. Banking and operational setup. Preparing the due diligence pack needed for local or regional bank account opening. Liaising with banks to streamline KYC/AML procedures and beneficial ownership review. 6. Ongoing corporate governance. Annual return filing, maintenance of statutory registers, and monitoring of compliance deadlines. Updating corporate documents upon share transfers, director changes, or amendments to company structure. Ensuring foreign investor certification remains valid following ownership changes. 7. Tailored advisory for expansion and substance. Guidance on cross-border tax considerations, economic substance, and international compliance. Assistance with setting up local presence, employment contracts, and sector-specific operational approvals.